So, Hare Krishna.
We want to welcome you all very affectionately this in this closing ceremony, this closing session. I would like to just relay to you what we wish to do today. It says here class summaries by the respective teachers, but we really meant it a little bit like, what is the message the teachers would like to give their students on the way? There's an ancient custom when the students have completed their Gurukul education. At that time, the teacher will ask the student, is there anything more you wish to know? Because he knows now, after the completion of his studies, the student will go into life. He will have to face the various situations in life, and then he asks, is there anything which you like to know more, which could help you, my dear student? So this is an ancient ceremony done in Gurukuls, and we also like to keep up with this tradition, but make it in such a way that the teachers say what was the essence, what was alive in them when they were presenting, what did they want their audience to understand, what did they want them to take home. Like I think yesterday in the class of Burjan Prabhu, we very much understood he wanted to show really that Krishna is so kind, he overlooks the innumerable mistakes of his devotee and just wishes to see some feeling, like even if it's just very, very small, like the one which Putana showed. She had the feeling to approach Krishna like a mother. There was so much other things around it. There was, but Krishna took the good thing. And then he wanted to say, if that is the case, then we should give our feelings in devotional service. No, that was alive, that he wanted to present. And I think we have all understood and gratefully received. So here we want to ask the teachers to, again, dig their hearts, be very active, digging their hearts. What did they want their students to take with them? This will take about an hour. That means 60 minutes divided by 5 gives every teacher, I'm so bad at mathematics, anyone knows? What? 12 minutes. And I have a very good wristwatch here. I will watch this. Then we will have guided meditations. Our Bhujan Prabhu will take us from the beginning of the retreat, the Govardhan retreat, to now through a little tour where we will again visit in our meditation or in our in our thoughts what happened for us, and afterwards there will be group discussions. We will end, I see it says here at 12:30. Yes, so we are now, we will immediately go to the occasion. I again suggest we start with Adi Purusha. His name starts with an A, the beginning in the alphabet, so it is only necessary. And Adi, yes, Adi, the original. So you please tell us. Adi Purusha, the time is running for you now. We are very friendly with each other. We can talk like this.
Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. be fully merciful unto us. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupevya Namo Namah Katanchi Dashayad Yesham Shvapitad Ganda Bhagbhavet. This is Adi 10.1. And Srila Prabhupada's translation. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee, if you wonder what it is, I will explain it to you later. Doggish non-devotee, somehow, Katanchit, takes shelter of such devotees. He enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is the first message from my presentation. Associate with devotees, come to devotees, be with devotees. Satam Kripa, mercy of devotees. Of course, there are places where devotees tend to congregate. There are places where there's a much higher chance to find devotees, like Vrindavan, Govardhan, temples, Namaharas, and other gatherings of devotees. Yeah. So this is the source of all good fortune. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koe, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. This is one of the verses repeated in the Bhagavatam several times, verbatim. There is no higher blessing than being with devotees. Krishna, no blessing is unattainable by blessings of devotees. And that does not mean only devotees who can show you the proof that they have been in the movement for so many years, and they can give you a diploma and a certificate. My personal experience is that all devotees can give you unlimited blessings. Even devotees who are... How do you know that he's just 2 weeks in the movement? How do you know how many lifetimes he was practicing before? But even if he is 2 weeks in the movement, my experience is that they can give you tremendous blessings and remove sarva sangha paho himam. They can remove all obstacles, association. Of course, Maharaj mentioned yesterday, our dear Shishasinanda Maharaj mentioned yesterday, to be able to keep associating with devotees, it is helpful if there is Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarori Vasahishnuna, Amanina Manadena. Otherwise, they may run away from us. They may not be very happy and open to stay with us. So this, there's nothing in bhakti without devotees. So it begins, it continues, and perfection is, there will be devotees on the other side of perfection too. So this is, you can see, the first thing out of the 9 or 14 stages of devotion, this is some things that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur expands upon. He adds devotee association. And Jiva Goswami expands this to include holy places. Then Anartha Nivritti is not killing your mind, but engaging it. for higher practice. So this is, of course, where again devotees come in. You cannot compare hearing to a class within the line of vision of a speaker and hearing a class on tape. Cannot compare. I mean, on tape is wonderful. This is a big, big, huge, amazing blessing. It's wonderful. However, the potency is incomparable, actually, and the depth of understanding. As you know, this is why all of you are here, isn't it? Would you like to see Govardhan on a picture or see Govardhan smiling mercifully, trying to make you blessed more? He's very kind. He's very merciful. He doesn't look from behind our backs anymore, because many of you took those eyes with you home. Right? And one of the best engagements for giving taste to the mind, of course, is the Bhagavatam. Very merciful meditation, which captures when mind wanders away, which captures the mind and tries to bring it back. So Krishna is so merciful. He says he's the Bhagavatam, not Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Some you can argue that the Bhagavatam is 18,000 shlokas long name of Radha Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhita. Yeah, I heard last year an amazing class from Madhavananda Prabhu that if you do one sadhana, listen to the Bhagavatam from Guru Govinda Maharaj, right? It's if Kirtan is Krishna, then Bhagavatam is Radharani, Bhaktisiddhanta ji says. And sometimes we think, oh, if I had association with a very advanced devotee, then I would advance quickly. That's true. But we can have association with thousands of advanced devotees through the Bhagavatam. And oftentimes this association is more accessible. I remember once I was traveling with Niranjana Swami for several months. And I had a burning question, actually several. So I said, Maharaj, I need to discuss something with you. And he said, look, you see, you are with me anyway, so why don't we discuss it in the next city? Okay. Then next city, then we were driving in a car. So I said, Maharaj, can I ask you my question? And he said, look, it's so noisy. We will strain to talk. Let's do it later. And then in the next city, he said, oh, there's so many darshans. In the next city, he said, oh, there is such a tough program. So I could ask my question only 2 months later. For 2 months, I had to wait. It was certainly worth it. But what I'm saying, and I do not regret, I think it's beautiful, and it was great, but what I'm saying, that the Bhagavatam, is ready to give you answer immediately. You have a question? He's there. Krishna, just like Krishna expands to dance with each gopi, Krishna, with Srila Prabhupada's help, expands to dance with each of you. And whatever question you have, you open. You have all probably the experience. You open and here it comes, the answer. Sometimes in a book, sometimes in a verse, sometimes in a class, sometimes on a tape. Well, tape. Some of you don't know what's a tape anymore. On a recording. Yes, recording. Audio recording. We call them tapes still. Aufnahme. So that's the second thing. Engage the mind in a higher activity. And the third thing, out of these 14 steps, is that they lead to a goal, and there is no sadhana without sadhya. If we do good things, like chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping the Lord, but we do not do it to develop love for Krishna, we are not aware of it, it's not really sadhana. Sadhana, kriti sadhya, sadhya bhava. Sa sadhana bhida. This is the definition of sadhana. It's aimed at love of Krishna. And this is, again, how to turn routine into a very tasteful quest, adventure, or amazing, or nectar. With the help of devotees, certainly, with the help of devotees. So that's the higher part, and this is the part that we have heard from most of our speakers. The ecstatic loving pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. So, one of the four unique qualities of Krishna is that he is surrounded by loving devotees. But what's the Sanskrit for it? This is Prema Madhurya, right? Prema Madhurya. So, Prema Madhurya, sweetness of Prema, means that there are devotees. There are devotees with whom Krishna engages in these loving pastimes. And this is the goal. This is where we move. And we cannot get ecstatic love or bhava if there is no asakti. That's why it's rare. Because why should you get it if you don't want it? That's a very simple answer. Some people say, why doesn't Krishna give me it? No. He's ready. Maybe. But do we really want it? What do we really want? Right? So this is the whole process. So association, anartha nivritti, through reprioritizing our desires with the help of higher engagement, Bhagavatam, Kirtan, Sadhusanga, Govardhan, visiting Govardhan, and keeping in mind the goal. Keeping in mind the goal, the ecstatic love for Krishna, and pastimes of Krishna and his devotees that you have heard based on the Bhagavatam at this Govardhan retreat. So sadhu sangha, anartha nivritti through higher engagement, engaging the mind, not killing the mind, not stopping the mind, but redirecting the mind, engaging the mind, and having the goal, keeping the goal, bringing back the goal in our heart to turn our activity into more intense, into actual sadhana. So these are the three messages from these 14 stages that we were discussing in the last 3 days. And if you read the Bhagavatam, if you associate with devotees, and if you remember, if you choose bhakti in your life, then you will bless me. This will be a great blessing. So please bless me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Adi Purusha Prabhu. Our next teacher is we are very happy to have him in the Govardhan retreat because he adds an invaluable contribution to the retreat, a very, very scholarly research in the various Gaudiya scriptures that point always towards a highly motivating presentation. Please, Madhavananda, tell us what your last words, so to say, to the audience.
Gora Graganya Gana Gota Goloruharam Goranga Guru Tamagopyada Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Ratidam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Golokamolane Purna Brahma Tapatraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Pancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurabhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'm very happy to have been able to be here again this year and get association with so many wonderful devotees and to be given some little service to try to help think of Giriraj Govardhan. So I'd just like to repeat a few things, some of the main points from our talk, and then a couple final thoughts. We were reading from one verse, text number 7 of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And we spoke on this from three different ways. The first day we spoke on the first two words, Surapati, referring to how Indra is the pati of the suras, the demigods, and how juxtaposed that is to the first verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, which, speaking about Giriraj, says that Nijapati, Bhujadandach Chatrabhavam Prapadya, that, O Giriraj, the same word pati is used, Nijapati, your pati is Krishna. So Krishna's pati, he's taking shelter of Krishna. Indra, on the other hand, he's the pati of the suras. He wants to be a big, big person. And we spoke about the two different moods of Giriraj and the mood of Indra. And that was the first day. The second day we spoke something about Drohato Goshta Raksham Tavanava Griha Rupa Tavanava Griha Rupa Shyantare. And how Giriraj Drohato Goshta Raksham, his intrinsic quality, the word antara means inside, but it also means something intrinsic. His intrinsic quality is that he protects the Goshta, the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Braj, from drohato, from envy and cruelty. And he does this, tava nava griha rupa, by making a wonderful home. And we spoke something about what that home is. The Bhagavatam, 11th canto, describes paraspara anukatanam pavanam bhagavadyasa, that we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing and chanting. That new home that Giriraj created underneath him was a sangha of devotees focused on Krishna. And because that sangha is focused on Krishna, then it protects one from all types of envy and anxieties, and there's no problems. And then the last day we spoke something about Aga Bhaga Rupa Nochar Duttamana Jutamme. Raghunath Das Goswami uses the phrase Duttamana, that Krishna gave all the glory to Giriraj, and that's the nature of Krishna. Krishna gets more pleasure by glorifying his devotees, by letting his devotees take the credit, than he does himself. So I'd like to think a little more with you about this phrase, Tava Nava Griha Rupa, that Giriraj is a new home for everyone to stay under. First of all, Indra, after he sent the Samvartic clouds, he was wondering what's happened. So he sent some of his wind spies to see, and they came back to report. They said it's a very amazing thing that pile of rocks that the Brijbasis were worshipping, he ate so much, now he's floating in the sky from eating that. So Giriraj is a shelter, but he's a movable shelter. And he's a shelter that we all desire. Our acharyas have also described that just before Krishna put down Govardhan Hill, Indra had stopped the rainfall. All the Brijbasis left from under the hill, but the cows didn't want to leave because Krishna was there. They wanted to be with him. And Krishna made some movement, cello, cello, and the cows went running out. And all the cows ran out from under the hill, and they stopped. And they turned and looked back, and they all ran back again to be with Krishna. This is the nature of the home that Giriraj protects for everyone. So I was reminded by Rukmini Mataji something I was thinking about, how Giriraj created a home, and it's a home which is a movable home. And we also hear about another great devotee who's created a home also, which is also movable, and that's Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada created a house that the whole world can live in. And what is that house? It's not just a particular concrete building, but it's a home made of Krishna Katha and Vaishnav Sanghas. Adi Purush Prabhu is wonderfully describing, and all the devotees have been speaking about how important this is for all of us. I'd like to read four short verses to you from the Chaitanya Mangal, which I think also expand a little bit on this thought. These are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final instructions to the residents of Navadvip when he was leaving. And he told them, Tomara takibe agya koribe palan nirantara diva nishi koribe kirtan. He said the first thing is that don't leave. Don't move around here and there. Tomara takibe, just stay where you're at. So we have this house of Giriraj, and we should always stay in this house of Giriraj, and we should never leave. That doesn't mean that you don't get your plane, you don't get your train, you don't go to your next destination. But it means that we always stay in this house that Srila Prabhupada built. We always stay in the shelter of Giriraj in the form of Vaishnava association in Krishna Katha. Agya Koribe Palan. Mahaprabhu said that you follow my order. These are my most important instructions. Nirantara dibi nishi koribe kirtan. Day and night you should do kirtan. And he says, Harinama bhakta seva koribe shtapana e dharma kori jena tari sharva jana. You should chant the names of Krishna. In bhakta seva you should serve the devotees. And in this way, koribe shtapana e dharma, you establish this movement. This is how we establish the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chanting Harinam and Bhakta Seva, by serving the devotees. And he says, Jena Tari Sarva Jana. I give this instruction to everyone. This is my instruction for all persons, not just the devotees in Navadvip. And then he said, Namatsara Antara Hoyebi Sarva Jan Shabe Sabakara Mana Koro Radhana. Namatsara Antara. Don't have any envy in your heart. That should be discarded, kept on the outside. And Giriraj Drohato Goshta Raksham. He'll protect us if on the inside we're keeping this Krishna Katha, we're taking shelter of Krishna. And he says that Sabe Sabakara Mana, that with all your hearts, Sabe Sabakara Mana Koro Aradhana, with all your hearts you should worship and serve each other. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, which is just like the instruction, the comments that Raghunath Das Goswami gives about the ontological nature of Giriraj Govardhan and the kind of shelter that he's provided. So, as we sometimes comment at programs like this, I'm an English editor. I shifted to India 25 years ago to Jagannath Puri, Bhubaneswar. And I found something at the time I found a little annoying. The local devotees, when they were leaving the room, they would tell me, Prabhuji, I'm just now coming. And I would tell them, you should learn proper English. When you leave the room, you say you're going. And when you're entering, you say, I'm coming. You say, no, you don't understand. We never like to say that we're going. Rather, I'm always coming. And so we should also think like this. We want to take shelter of this house of Giriraj. And that house is always there for us. So we're not going, we're just now coming. We're on our way, all of us now, to come to next year's Govardhan retreat. We're on our way to the next Sadhu Sangha. We're on our way to helping the Govardhan Ashraya Center, which is another shelter. And we want to help Srila Prabhupada's mission of creating a house for everyone. And that's a very wonderful thing that we can all do by carrying what we've gotten here, by keeping it with us, and keeping that house of Giriraj always with us, and expanding that house unlimitedly in Srila Prabhupada's movement. So I want to thank everybody again for sharing with me. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. We will now turn to Jagatarini Mataji, who has really gladdened our hearts each evening with this wonderful, wonderful ability to make Krishna Katha almost a virtual image. In Germany, we have these stand-up books for children. You open them, whoop, and the whole castle is all of a sudden coming out of the book. Is this available in your countries also? So our Jagatarini has a stand-up presentation of Krishna Lila. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarane. So I would like to say that when I was preparing these discourses or these presentations for the retreat, I came upon a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam where Krishna was speaking to the gopis. And I wanted to include it somewhere, but it didn't quite fit into any particular place. So therefore I saved it for now. So this is the translation given in the book in which I was reading. Krishna says, in this world, all lusty men are wretched, and lusty women are hard-hearted. Although I am full of desire, I am not wretched. I am not a lusty person bound by karmic reactions like ordinary men. And the gopis are not ordinary women. They have attained my direct association. I display my apparently lusty activities for the benefit of the fallen. Other than me, all material sense enjoyers are wretched. And other than the gopis, all women are hard-hearted. Now, when I read this wonderful statement by Krishna himself, I became a little uncomfortable, especially to present it in the beginning, because I knew that all of you would be coming like myself from modern materialistic places with all the modern materialistic atmosphere that we share with the rest of the world. And so you would naturally be surrounded by men and women who would be criticized by Krishna. And you might even feel, as I did, a little defensive, because you can't say that all the women are wretched and all the men are lusty, are wretched, and all the women are hard-hearted. But Krishna says, yes, they are all wretched and hard-hearted. So it took me some time to get to read this to you with a clean heart, I would say. Because I wanted to, first of all, have given you all the opportunity to understand the difference between what Krishna is criticizing and condemning us for, and what he himself is describing about himself. We need the proof. We need the evidence that there is something of a contrast, an extreme contrast. So Srila Prabhupada also says, if they simply hear about Krishna, they will become relieved of the material disease. They are addicted to material enjoyment and accustomed to reading sex literature. And we go further than that in our modern age. We also have visual experience of this and very highly professional movies made on this subject. And so very much psychology is placed behind this sex literature. But by hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, they will be relieved of material contamination. So this is the promise that we have been given. If you can approach this subject matter with an eagerness of heart, not a heart that thinks selfishly like a lusty man and a lusty woman, but who thinks differently, who thinks, I actually am a wretched person. I'm a fallen soul. And I need to hear about Krishna and the beauty of his pastimes. When Srila Prabhupada was writing in Krishna book, he mentioned how Krishna's singing, he was speaking in this chapter about the rasa dance, how Krishna was singing. And I was collecting these nice particles of pure spiritual bliss to put together to compose my presentation. So I was reading how Krishna was singing, and I had my finger on the edit button to cut and paste. And all of a sudden I saw that Srila Prabhupada continued on this subject, and he said, actually, the whole world is full of Krishna's singing. And I suddenly stopped and I lost my finger from the button and thought about that. The whole world is full of Krishna's singing? He said, but it is appreciated in different ways by different kinds of living entities. Krishna is dancing. And every living entity is also dancing. But there is a difference between the dancing in the spiritual world and in the material world. So this was my wish to share with you, to share an opportunity to hear about the beauty and the splendor and the tenderness and the magnificence of dancing in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada also speaks on this subject many times. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a very nice, nourishing quote. By sharing the rare gift of prema bhakti, which is what we have been doing together for this week, the gopis deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this earth. This is the significance of what we have been doing. In other words, the devotional lives of the inhabitants of earth are nourished by the gopis. The influence of the natural compassion and other virtues of the gopis is supremely beneficial for everyone. Why? Because the gopis possess the greatest possible love for the inner Lord of all souls. That means all of us. It also means all the people outside, all the people that we meet and see in the street, here in Govardhan, in our materialistic places all over the world, all of them, he is the inner Lord of their souls. The son of the king of the cowherds. The Lord who is famous because he is the Indra of the cows. Moreover, here's another significant point of the gopis. They disregard everything else. They even disregard the way Krishna speaks to them when he teases them and tells them lies. And sends out a double message, one level saying, come to me, come to me. And with his verbal expression saying, go home, go away, don't be here, it's dangerous. And underneath saying, come to me, don't be afraid, don't go home. So he is speaking in this beautiful way, and he's speaking also to our hearts. And by revealing his pastime of the festive rasa dance, he also shows the eternal path of his own pure devotional service. So when I was preparing yesterday, I remembered a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I incorporated it into the beginning of my presentation. He was saying that arta nivritti, or the removal of all the unwanted things in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our struggles, in our life, this is not the purpose. This is not the main thing. He said, after 15 years, he used 15 years, he said, arta pravritti, or the inclusion of what it is that we're supposed to gain, must begin. And some of us are fortunate that we have begun a lot earlier. Some of us have begun from a young part of our lives to understand what we are meant to gain. So in speaking about what we have to lose, what we have to reduce, what we have to take out of our lives, which seems insurmountable, at least to me, I very much need, and I'm sure that I'm also sharing this with you also with the same challenge as practitioners, I desperately need the experience of what is Krishna doing? What will he do for me? Is he abstract? Is he indifferent? Is he mighty and powerful? Is he permeating everything? In which case, what's he going to talk? What am I going to do with him? He's too great. He's too undefined. So in preparing this pastime, I was praying to Giriraj that we could share together some of this incredible sweetness of how Krishna interacts, and that that may seep into our hearts and our consciousness and allow us to have even just the seed or the glimmer of a thought. It would be so nice if I could go there. So I'll finish with one last wonderful quote from Srila Prabhupada. He says, the whole process is to enliven the sleeping, conditioned souls. And sometimes I have heard Maharaj say in a very sweet way, because his manner is very sweet, a little hint that perhaps some of the devotees are also sleeping. So it is to awaken, enliven the sleeping souls to the real life of spiritual consciousness, so that they may thus become perfect as ever-liberated souls in the Vaikuntha locus. He likes every part and parcel of his different potencies. He likes every part and parcel of his different potencies, that means everyone and everything, to take part in the blissful rasa, because participation with the Lord in his eternal rasa lila is the highest living condition. It is perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. So I thank you all for allowing me to share this pastime. Otherwise, I think I would not have gone into the heart of this wonderful lila, except that I had a responsibility to bring something and to feed you all. And so this is what I would like to mostly thank you for, and share with you and leave with you. And the last thing, yes, there was one last point, and that was that you should all seriously consider making the Govardhan retreat an essential on your yearly calendar. There are some people who already do that. They know that I go to Govardhan every year. I have to go. Just like we heard when the Brahmana's wives were going to Krishna and their husbands tried to stop them with a long list of good responsibilities that they should attend to. They were so confirmed in the understanding that I must meet Krishna. I must learn about my relationship with Krishna. I have to see Krishna, and I have to do it by the side of Giriraj. So they told their husbands and their well-wishers and their family members, I must go. And then they said, you don't own me. So what can I say? We should make it a yearly visit to the side of Giriraj for rejuvenation and for reestablishing the life of your life and for meeting the Lord of your heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I would like to now request an exalted Brahmin guest from the Holy Dham to bless all of us, because when we hear a katha, we require blessings so that everything comes alive in us. I would like to request Mohan Panda to please come and address the assembly of devotees. Yes, yes. Wonderful. Body go out, heart always here. Mohan Mandri says. This is very, very auspicious. We're getting the blessings. Mohan, Madhavananda, yes.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shah. You are everyone. How you lucky? You don't know. You know, this you are living to Sri Giriraj, Govardhanath, Param Mangal Hitkari, Sri Giriraj, Dham Bash, Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Mone Anande, Bolohari, Bhojo Vrindavan, Ar Modhur, Modhur, Bashi Baje, Eito Vrindavan. This is really Vrindavan Dham, Sri Govardhanath, Sei Giri, Sei Krishna, Bhojo Nishta Gori. Giriraj and Krishna, no difference, Bengali language. Jai Giri, Sei Krishna. Sri Gauranga, your Ishtadhan, Pranadhan, Gaurhari. Him Kripa, you living Giriraj. And Sadhu Santa, listen to Krishna Katha, Govinda Katha, Hari Katha, and Giriraj Bash. More money, Ayash, Pilas Kunje, Dio Bash. Molo Giriraj Maharaj ki. To Giriraj, bless you. Bless your all families. You remember everyone's living to Giriraj Dash. Giriraj Bas, Talahati Mesh Raj, Sri Govardhanath, Param Mangal Hitkari, Mangal Mesh, always you live long, God help you, always, always, there's no need plan, no need visa, you know, this Giriraj, Param Dayal, Param Krat Prat, Dayal, Dayal Mesh, just you pray, his mercies go there. So everyone you come again and again, and everyone you lucky, you listen to Maharaj, few days living Giriraj, and Radharani bless you. I am Radha Kundavasi. You know, Mayapur best, Jagannath Puri best, Vrindavan best, Radha Kund super best, you know. And Radha Kund, and Radha Kund also Giriraj. Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, twice Giriraj. You know, Govardhan Hills, you know, Maharaj, you speak you few days, you are lucky. You listen to Sadhu, Vaishnavas, Krishna Gatha. So Giriraj Kripa, you everyone, Radharani bless you. Your mouth, Harinam, Govindanam, Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kumar. Your lips, more and more deep and deep and deep devotions. Radharani, protect your devotion. Always, always, always. Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna, someone please put the microphone to Burijan Prabhu. Oh, you have something. Yeah, this is very important. Mohan Panda, dhanyavad, dhanyavad, dhanyavad. Very, very nice. Mohan Panda ji ki. Mohan Panda ji ki. Jeho, jeho, jeho. Dhanyavad. So this is very significant. It is not just some cultural, speciality or some cultural quirk, or I don't know. It's something significant. The local British Basis, when they bless us, that is important. Giriraj or Krishna, they work through the inhabitants of Vrindavan. We are fortunate. So, Hare Krishna. I want to now request our Burijan Prabhu to tell us what he wishes you as his audience for a few days to take with him. Hare Bo.
Then you will speak after me, and then we have some type of a meditation, yes. Yeah, and then there's a kirtan, and then it's over. We don't speak again, is that correct? Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Hare Krishna. Om Aganatiminandasya Janajana Salakaya Taksusa Militan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vansakalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Bhacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namah. Before I speak, I would like to thank the devotees who just spoke, summarizing their presentations. Found all of them very powerful and sweet and heartfelt. So thank you, Adi Prishapu, Madhavananda, and Jagatrini, Mataji. And in advance, I'll thank Satchinandan Maharaj, even though he's not yet. But that kirtan was very loud speaking also. So that was so incredible. I'd also like to thank Prashanta Mataji and her team of servant devotees who try so hard to fulfill the desires of all of us while we're here hearing and chanting. So I don't think she's here right now, but may the thanks go to where she is. And also I'd like to thank, there was this, after lunch, there was always this, I don't know who they are or where they were, but there was one group of, after lunch, there was one group of ladies who would have kirtan. That was, thank you so much. That was just so nice. It reminded me so much of when you wander in Braj, you see these tractors pulling a group of ladies in the back. And they're not just pulling them on the ground, but they're in these trailers. And the ladies, they're in there, and they're just singing and singing and singing in such sweet voices. And it's always very heart-touching. So your kirtans were all very heart-touching. Thank you. So if one insignificant Bruja notices, I'm sure that some very significant persons also notice. Because we don't sing to get people to notice, but by our singing people do notice. And a second little thing that I'd like to say is that we're all sitting in this tent right now, which is part of our bubble in which we've been immersed in hearing and chanting about Krishna for 7 days. And then everyone gets on the bus, most everyone gets on the bus and then leaves. But if you stay around and watch what happens next, it's quite amazing. Or if you stay in Bal Krishna Bhavan and watch what happens in the next several hours, it's quite amazing. As soon as we leave, the Pandal people come and start taking apart this bubble. And they've already taken the lights, if you didn't notice, because this is wedding season. So they've taken the lights, then they're going to take down the top here, and then they're going to take down the poles, and they're going to take down the mattresses and the sheets that we're sitting on and the cushions, and it's all going to go uppercut, unmanifest. And it's quite shocking because we see this as sort of reality, because reality has touched us within this tent, within this bubble of Krishna Gita, but then it all starts to go unmanifest. It starts to disappear, and then the monkeys who have been jumping on the roof start jumping on this air, and they start fighting with each other, and the dogs come and the pigs come, and then people come and throw this and throw that, and Bal Krishna Bhavan, the same thing, the sort of what Maharaj calls the India factor enters, or the Braj chaos factor starts entering, sweet and chaotic, and it's gone. This mystical, magical bubble disappears, but as the devotees have said, we hope and we pray that something from Braj won't disappear. And the blessings of all these devotees who spoke was an attempt to put some braj, some specks of the dust of Vrindavan, plant them firmly in our hearts. And my little, not little, but my presentation, when I look at it, it had to do with this was the more or less the last attempt, or the, just like when you get on a plane, they tell you what you have to do, they tell you to watch your seat belts and this, that, and this and that. They give you some final instructions before the takeoff. So here in the opening chapters of the 10th canto of the Bhagavad Gita, we get some final instructions on how to prepare our consciousness for what's going to happen, what we're going to see, that's going to be manifest as Krishna's pastimes are described to us. And I'll just very briefly go over the contents, very, very briefly go over the context of these first five chapters, or the classes that we gave, which were the up to chapter 6. So in the first two chapters we heard about the prayers of the demigods, and these prayers were, from the devata point of view, giving us an instruction how to, or not from the devata point of view really, but giving us, instructing us how we can have a consciousness that allows us to enter into Braja. And that consciousness was expressed in three parts. The first part, they describe the power of Krishna, that he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They perceive him in everything. They see behind the entire material manifestation that is so vast, that is huge, that's complicated, it's intricate, and it's working so amazingly. They see that there's an ultimate power. Atheists, materialists, because they have an atheistical and materialistic mentality, they cannot see Krishna anywhere. And these devatas, who are not even prema bhaktas, But they see Krishna in everything, in every action in the material world. So they describe how the potency of Krishna first, and then they describe the process of crossing this ocean of ignorance, which is so entangling due to our tendencies to see things as separate from Krishna, to see things in an illusory way, instead of seeing everything as Krishna's energy, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. We don't see things connected with Krishna, and due to false ego, we see things as meant for our personal enjoyment, and thus the competition amongst all the living entities is set into action. So they teach that to see that this ocean of material suffering, which Krishna describes as empowered by him, daivyesha gunamayi, it is empowered by him, and therefore it is dratyaya. You cannot cross it by your own power. You can try, you can use your intelligence, you can use whatever gifts you have. You will not be able to cross this ocean of material nescience, ignorance, by your power, because it is empowered by Krishna. It is surcharged with Krishna's prison house energy. But there is a way to cross over it, and that is the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, and that boat is absorption in thoughts of Krishna positively with affection. Then thirdly, they explain that that we should somehow or another stay in the presence of Krishna. Somehow or another, we should stay in the presence of Krishna, in the presence of his form, in the presence of his holy names, in the presence of the Bhagavatam, in the presence of his devotees, in the presence of the holy Dham. We should have our consciousness, that Krishna should enter our consciousness, and we should hold on to Krishna so tightly there. And if we do so, there is no circumstance in the material world that can stop us, that can inhibit our being with Krishna and thereby going back home, back to Godhead, and thereby developing our love for Krishna. There is nothing of the material world that can stop us. The problem, as Prabhupada once said, it is not that Maya is so strong, it is that you are weak. So the problem is our weakness and our having so many other desires and allowing so many other thoughts to inhabit and contaminate our consciousness. So that was the message of the devatas, that we should become very deep in our taking shelter of Krishna, and we don't have to worry about how to do this. On one level, we don't really have to worry, because the material world will shake up unfailingly, undoubtedly, and continuously shake up our illusion that the material world is meant for our pleasure and for our enjoyment. It will shake it up. It must shake it up. We don't have to worry about, sometimes devotees ask, how can I become humble? And I say, just be patient. Don't be in such a hurry. It's just the very nature of the material world to turn us upside down. So we must know where that boat is, where our shelter is, and this was the prayers of the demigods. And then in the next chapter, the third chapter of the tenth canto, there is a description of the Kamsa's, it's called the birth of Krishna, and we see different varieties of consciousness in this chapter, where Vasudeva and Devaki, they have one consciousness, they see Krishna as the Supreme Lord, and they also see him as their beloved son. And Kamsa, on the other hand, has a different conception of Krishna. He sees Krishna as his death having taken birth. And the demons have another consciousness of Krishna, and that is he is our enemy, and we should destroy him. We should fight everything connected to him. So the same reality is seen by different consciousnesses, and we shouldn't forget that. A sadhu recently said to me, when you look in someone's face, you see the mirror of your own mind. So we're really Atmavan Manyate Jagat. We're really seeing the material world. We're seeing through the lens of our own consciousness. And so many instructions are, if we're introspective, will reflect back to us based on what we see. And if we can somehow or another see Krishna in all things, and see Krishna as our shelter, and we go tripte varanam tatau, and Krishna as our master, then we will actually cross the boat of material existence, and we will avoid kamsa consciousness. And then, after surviving the amazing pastimes of Mathura, the tension-filled pastimes of Mathura, in the next chapter, in the fourth chapter, we enter Braja, and seeing the birth ceremony of Krishna and watching and hearing about how the Brijbasis and the residents of Nandagaon, of Nanda Bhavan, how they see Krishna, how Mother Yashoda sees him as a festival of jewels, as a bouquet of fragrant flowers. And she's always simply concerned with, due to her great love for him. And then Nanda Maharaj goes to, even after his birth, he does his duty. He leaves Krishna because he wants to protect Krishna, and that's his serving mood. And he goes and sees Vasudev in Mathura. He pays his taxes. He even associates with Kamsa, but in a mood of service. And then finally, in yesterday's class, we heard of Putana and the amazing offering that Putana made to Krishna. And the offering was so much contaminated by the poison of her consciousness, but yet somehow or another, she treated Krishna externally as her child and wanted to feed him. And even though her breast was covered with poison, just the act of her trying to please Krishna caused Krishna to reciprocate with her in such an overwhelming way that he awarded her the position of Datri. Aho pakiyam stanakal kutam singham siyadyap pisvadvi lebhe gatim datri. She gained the position of Datri. Kamva dayalum saranam brajema. Where can we find someone who sees the good in a person as that person is trying to kill him? He sees this little speck of good in that, and he reciprocates with that person, not by the volume of pain he was trying to cause, but simply by the speck of goodness in there. So that kind of a person is the kind of person we wish to surrender to. So therefore, let our Govardhan retreat and all the katas that we heard and the blessings we received and the dust of Vrindavan, and the mercy of Guruji Govardhan, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of Gornatai, Krishna Balaram, Rupa Goswami, and all the Tulsi Devi, and all the mercy that we've been getting, let that inspire us. Let it blossom into devotional and loving and ever-deepening surrender to Krishna, until the point even... What could one say about the Braja Gopikas, as Mataji was speaking of? We think of surrender as a step on the path, but it's an ever-increasing deepening of surrender and giving oneself to Krishna. And who could give oneself to Krishna more than the Braja Gopikas did? Okay, thank you very much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna, I wanted to just give you, a very sweet message and a very practical message, two messages with you. I will turn to, it's ready, good. In the Krishna Kanamrita, which we heard over the last 5 years, Bilva Mangala Thakur expressed his longing to see Lord Krishna in just the way the Vrajavadus, the gopis, see him. And then in text, I believe 95, he has the darshan of Krishna. He has prayed. He has written this masterful composition, which is held in high esteem by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But at the end, you know, around verse 95, we find him highly dissatisfied. He's discontented. He's frustrated. In fact, he holds his hand to his head and laments. These are the words. He says, "Oh no! What have I done? I'm an inveterate sinner." This means I can't be corrected. "First, I fell from grace and became so shameful. And then I have bitten into the hand which saved me. I have offended you, Krishna." So Krishna is right before him and he is surprised. He said, "What happened? What happened to you, Bilva Mangala? Tell me." "I used this mouth to speak in foul words about you and blasphemed you. For example, I have compared your beautiful face, which is indescribable, with the moon. But the moon is ugly. It has spots. When the moon heard my blasphemy, he felt so worried and ashamed that he fell down from the sky and broke into 10 pieces, which all have taken shelter at the nails of your lotus feet." Krishna says, "Are you not overreacting a little bit? Listen, Bilva Mangala, it says, one fault is overshadowed, and this, in this way, annulled, it's made zero, when there are so many good qualities. For instance, the few spots at the moon hardly matter. So there may be a few spots in your composition, but it hardly matters, because just like the moon is wonderful and the spots are overlooked, your little mistakes may be overlooked. Besides that, if you study the Vaishnava scriptures, so many other good poets have compared my face with the moon." "Yes," said Bilva Mangala, "I know, but they have overlooked many things about you. If you desire to hear what these other poets have overlooked to you, in you, listen patiently." Krishna is curious now. "Yeah, please speak freely." "Bilva Mangala, the smile which comes from your face is infinitely more cooling and relieving than the moon rays. Moon rays is giving some coolness in the night, some relief. But your smile relieves us from all troubles. These smiles emit oceans of nectar. They conquer all directions. Therefore, I say, let this insignificant moon become an aratic lamp, a light in an aratic lamp, which is waved to glorify you. This is my saying." Krishna says, come on. I mean, there are many people, personalities, who possess a lot of charm and exquisiteness. They are exquisite. And you are pointing me out as something extremely special. Now Bilva Mangala gets very humble. He says, "My Lord, There may be many fascinating people. I know this. But in you alone, beauty has reached its perfection. This is not a false praise. And this is so because in you, beauty combines with unlimited love beyond words and thoughts. I'm speaking of the type of kindness which can be only found in your heart. That kindness which is compassionate to the fallen. Now Krishna likes to be praised. I don't know if you have heard this. He really appreciates it when it's done with love. And he smiles at Vilva Mangala Thakur's devotion. And he says, tell me more now. And Vilva Mangala says, you are the source of all the avatars. When you breathe out, all that is comes into existence. Everything is there. As Paramatma, you are residing in all beings and direct their ways everywhere within the universe. The so-called creator of this universe is your little, sometimes ignorant son, Lord Brahma. He quickly fulfills all your desires. It's not possible for me to praise you enough. By now, Krishna has become silent. He is there, and a beautiful tear trickles out of his heart, because when the Lord sees the devotion of his devotees, his oceanic heart becomes moved, and it wells up and it streams, the ocean of his mercy, streams or flows towards that devotee. Vilva Mangala notices that Krishna all of a sudden is silent. And he says, but this is not the reason why I praise you so much. Your glories, your infinite wonders, your exquisitiveness. No, that's not the reason. My reason for glorifying you is you are my only wealth. You are all that I have. You alone give me love by which I can attain you. You alone are the cause of my life. No, that's wrong. You are my very life. And Krishna is now very pleased. And he's very good, very good. Lila Shuka, I'm pleased by your conviction. I want to inform you about one thing. Everyone who comes before me, he should also ask me for a blessing, a benediction. And you now please ask for your blessing. Vilva Mangala says, my Lord, I have only one request. May I always remember your nectarian pastimes. May they forever flow in my heart. Because if bhakti for you remains in my heart, there is nothing which I will want. I'm desireless. If bhakti is in my heart, I'm free from the torture of all these desires. And you remember, Bhava Mangala Thakur knows what he's talking about. He has some connection about desires transforming into prema bhakti, no? And when bhakti is in my heart, liberation will stand with folded hands at my doorstep. And so does religiosity, wealth, and even sense gratification. But for me, they will have lost their attractiveness. Krishna says, wow, your words shine with the elixir of pure love. Yes, I give you the blessing. You may behold my divine pastimes. And later, in the future, you may participate in them. I will call you to me. May you be blessed. O Lila Shuka, let your poetry be called Krishna Kanamrita, nectar for Krishna's ears. You alone know how to describe my sweetness. So Bilva Mangala is now extremely blissful. His request has been accepted, and the Lord has added, I will take you into my pastimes. You will not only see and remember my pastimes, I will call you into them. So Bilva Mangala says, all glories, all glories, all glories to you, O Lord Krishna. Your holy name is auspicious for all the three worlds. Yes, and then he continues, I will do this alone. All glories, all glories, all glories to you, Lord Krishna. You are the incarnation of sweetness for the ear. You are the sweetness for the mind, and you are the sweetness for the eyes. And then he says, may these words of Krishna Kanamrita be heard, chanted and sung for 100 days of Brahma. And this blessing has come true for us. We have heard these words of Krishna Kanamrita. Now, I've taken this dialogue from the writings of Krishna Das Kaviraj in his commentary. What is it? The pleasure for the swan-like devotees. He has talked about this. Shri Krishna Kanamrita Sampurnam. This is now finished.